Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to be joined by Jeff Schwartz here coming up in a bit, but I want to tell you guys that you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and also Paramount Plus. So watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the Ravens and the Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today, let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by former Chiefs, former Panthers, and former Giants offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz joins us on the show. Jeff, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. I'm in New York City. I'm just taking a short saw. I saw your boy Danny earlier today. We're in the same studio together, so our life is good.
That's good to hear, man. A lot of things I want to kind of get your opinion on. Let's just start with this. We played the audio clip right before you came on. Andy Reid said that aside from the penalties, Jawan Taylor has been a plus for them in pass pro, and they're not planning on making a move. His penalties really frustrate me. I think you've seen them stall drives and take points off the board. How do you evaluate how their right tackle is playing right now?
Yeah, he needs to line up on sides. It's like that. It's that simple. Because He's always been a good pass protector. You know, the negatives on him only are the penalties, right? It's like, look, you can tackle. You can do what wide receivers do. You can get in your stance and you can turn and point to the side judge or line judge and say, like, am I good? And if you do that a couple of times, you're pretty much going to be okay. If you line up too far back one time, they'll give you a warning, but the penalties, like, you just have to stop it. Like, otherwise, he's fine. Otherwise, he's a good player. And, there are lots of stats on, what penalties do to stall offensive drives. And for so many years, the Chiefs' offense, it didn't matter. But now it matters, right? The margin of error has gone so small without the wide receivers. And maybe Thornton's helped with that a little bit last week. But, first and 15, second and 15, like, they're not overcoming that at the rate they used to because the offense is not as good. So it feels even worse now when you get a penalty for that reason.
And that's kind of been my point, too, that with the amount of injuries that they have right now in the wide receiver room, it's tough to overcome a missed kick by Harrison Butker. It's tough to overcome a penalty on 3rd and 12 in which Pat converts it. But now that penalty, you got to replay 3rd down. And they're just adding up all of those things. I would at least entertain a switch to Jalen Moore at right tackle. Are you at that point, or do you think they should ride out with Taylor?
I think Taylor's is better than Moore. And, you have to have a talk with them. Like, I think Andy Reid benched them for drives in the past, if Moore was better, I think he would play. And Andy Reid, one thing about Coach Reid, man, he's never going to show allegiance. Like, he's whoever gets it done for me, man. Moore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
More in there. I just don't know if more's better right now. And so that's where they're at, right? Like, you could, you know, you can't just take them out. You have to be someone viable to come in. Again, Toronto is a good pass protector. And the numbers this year show that. I saw a tweet earlier today with, you know, the PFF numbers or something, some official website, and Taylor's near the top of right tackle. He's a good player. He's got to stop. Man. Like, it's, you know, it's like when you have kids, right? And you tell your kids, like, I just want you to, like, start well, right? Like, do the things, like, to start your day well. And for him, it's start your day by just lining on sides. It shouldn't be that hard. Just do that simple thing every day. Every time you get up to the line of scrimmage, make sure you're on sides, and it would stop all of this.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Schwartz, former offensive lineman in the National Football League, just getting his thoughts on the Chiefs' offensive line and what they need to do moving forward. Let's talk about the run game. You've been pretty vocal about the run game. This team, they just cannot run the football despite spending a lot of resources on that offensive line. What are you seeing from them? Why have they been unable to run the football successfully?
So I complained about this for probably going back to my brother was on the team, is, you know, it's just not a commitment during the football. And I'm not saying you have to, has to be your offense, but you do have to try to run the football. And even last game, like, there was the touchdown drive after the half was probably their best drive in weeks, right? It was a great drive. They ran the ball twice under center, and they got 20 yards and two rushes. But then, like, they didn't do it again. And you have to try to run the football. And their scheme, I've hated their scheme for years. It's not anything new. I've said these things on social media before. I think their run scheme, shotgun, inside zone-ish most of the time, or some sort of between the tackles run. They run outside zone with a back offset weak. And by the time that it takes too long to get the back going front side, because the backs are slow, man. Like, they're just, I hate calling anyone slow. I'm as slow as can be, but, you know, there's, you know, rushing yards over expected, essentially, right? Like, do they get more yards than they should? And the answer is no. They get negative yards. These backs, Kareem Hunt is older, is what it is. Pacheco got hurt, unfortunately. He was never really a sprinter type guy. And so you combine really the lack of commitment to a coherent run plan, plus running backs are not very good at breaking tackles. And you get where you're at now. And then they pass the ball. So when you're passing the ball as well as you normally can, teams don't care about the runs. So you're able to sort of break out some runs and make it happen. But now you can't pass the ball, really. So teams are like, well, we'll stop the run too. So, look, I think that if they just committed to doing it, they'd be fine. We've seen in small samples where they actually try to run the football conventionally under center, and it works out just fine.
That's kind of where I am with this team, too, is I don't know if they have the infrastructure to kind of run out of the shotgun RPO sets. I want to see them just line pad up under center, get Isaiah Pacheco's movement going forward, use his natural momentum, and just simplify the game for him a little bit. Hey, hit this gap, make one cut, and just go. I think that could really help boost this run attack.
It can, but again, they're just not, they're breaking no tackles, man. Like, I get it, 6 yards to 6 yards, but, you know, six would be nice if you get 22 to make someone miss, you know, like, it's just, so I'm with you. Like, I would love more downhill runs. I think that it also opens up Mahomes' play action pass ability, and he obviously he still throws the ball deep. We know that. We saw him, obviously, the one pass interference, the ball at 70 yards. We saw the two throws to Thorne. Like, he can do it. So you go under center, you open up the play action pass a little bit, and, like, there's just more offense you can run. And what's so funny about, like, Andy Reid is he grew up doing that. Like, that's the West Coast offense in a nutshell. And, you know, he's gone away from that, obviously. He's going to get it. You go more gun because it makes, you know, Mahomes more comfortable. But Mahomes is operating fine under center, too. And, like, you know, look, here's the other thing, too, that's kind of frustrating is, so, you know, Pacheco takes out Simmons on a run, on a pass play, on a play action pass, and that was the first backwards pass was because Pacheco just trucked Simmons. I have no idea why. He's not supposed to be in the C-gap. There's no reason for him to be over there. But he trucked Simmons, and then, you know, the backwards pass, and the one, the other backwards pass, like, he just, like, ran backwards. I was supposed to tweet it out. He ran the wrong direction. So you just got to be better at that position, man. And I thought Smith would play more. You know, Reed's always been hesitant. Sorry about that. He's walking in the city. Reed's always been hesitant to play young guys, which a lot of coaches are, so I'm not surprised. But I thought Smith had a little bit of juice in the preseason, and I hope he gets a little more run. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Jeff, I'll get you out of here with this last one. It comes off to me like Isaiah Pacheco is just thinking too much right now. Like, he used to run with a certain anger, a certain violence. You mentioned just not breaking tackles. I think since that leg injury, I don't think that it's physical anymore like it was last year. It feels much more mental to me.
And that's certainly true. I can't profess to know what's in his mind. I know that when I've been hurt, you know, it takes time to sort of, the hardest part about being hurt, honestly, is that sometimes you just never recover to your 100%, right? And I've had that in my career where my last injury, like, my ankle just never got back to 100%. And you just overthink things because you can't physically do what you used to do. And so I remember there were times I watched film and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, my body is moving in a way that I didn't think he was moving that way. It's because you just physically can't play the same way you used to. I'm not saying Pacheco's at that point, but I understand the mentality of players that get to that certain point of their career where your body just betrays you, essentially. And it's hard to adjust in real time when that's happening. So, again, I'm just pure speculation, of course, right? But I could see that playing a factor in maybe, you know, his confidence as a runner.
That is our guy, Jeff Schwartz, joining us on the show today. Really happy to talk to him about the Chiefs' offensive line. Jeff, man, appreciate you popping on today, man.
Take care, buddy. Have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.